This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. President Trump delivered his State of Union address Tuesday. It stirred up some partisan rancor on both sides of the aisle. While he did not mention Indian country specifically, that partisan difference was noticed by Native American members of Congress. Reporter Vaughn Golden spoke with two of four Native Americans in Congress.
President Trump touted a wide array of policies in his address, including wage growth, agriculture, and broadband deployment. Republican Chickasaw Congressman Tom Cole believes the positives the president touted trickled down to Indian country as well.
Obviously, there are a lot of goals there that I don't care what your background or ethnicity is, you can share.
He pointed to things like the military and broadband deployment. Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland disagrees. She doesn't believe the president's address was relevant to tribes at all.
No, not one bit. He essentially, you know, in his last sort of the ending of the speech when he was recounting the history of our country, you notice he never mentioned Native Americans one time.
This is Haaland's second State of the Union address. I'm Vaughn Golden, National Native News.
In President Trump's State of the Union speech, he referred to manifest destiny, which Native scholars point to as the justification by the U.S. for the taking of land and the removal and genocide of Native Americans. Trump said, "In reaffirming our heritage as a free nation, we must remember that America has always been a frontier nation. Now we must embrace the next frontier, America's manifest destiny in the stars." A proposed multi-billion-dollar pipeline expansion in Western Canada has overcome another major legal challenge. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, several Native groups in British Columbia are challenging the project.
The First Nations bands argue that they were never properly consulted and that the federal government had already decided to approve the project before any consultations in 2018 and 2019. But in a unanimous decision, the Federal Appeals Court ruled that the government made a genuine effort at consultations by listening to and considering the issues raised by the First Nations. Native leaders say they were disappointed by the ruling and vowed to fight on.
Tsleil-Waututh, and I'm speaking only on behalf of Tsleil-Waututh, we stand on our own Indigenous law, and when we say that this project cannot go through, we're standing on our own Indigenous law and on the path laid forward for us by our ancestors.
Ottawa welcomed the ruling. So too did Alberta Premier Jason Kenney. He said the Trans Mountain Pipeline project had already gone through years of the most detailed and rigorous environmental reviews and Indigenous consultation. He also said many Native groups support the project. The pipeline expansion would triple the amount of Alberta oil piped to the West Coast to about 900,000 barrels a day. First Nations leaders say they are consulting with their lawyers and councils and will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court of Canada. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
North Dakota Native Vote is hosting an official launch Wednesday in Bismarck. The advocacy group works to organize and fight a 2018 voter ID law, which Native groups, tribal leaders, and advocates say suppresses the Native vote. Tawny Kell is the organization's secretary.
They were requiring North Dakotans to have a physical address on their identification in order to be eligible to vote. And if you live on the reservation, you do not have a physical address, you have a P.O. box. So this group was formed, boots on the ground, working to get people their IDs, to get people to the polls, to get people to vote, which actually led to a record number of turnouts.
The group is engaging with tribal communities and allies on Native vote issues. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.